Visitors who walk into the upscale cafe and tasting room at LaBelle Winery in Amherst quickly imbibe the aromas of ripened fruit and aging oak.
Alphonse grape, which is a French hybrid grape, and then this is blended with 20% blueberries and then French oak age. So this is also a dry.
On a recent weekday, a server pours some wine, beckoning with descriptive imagery.
Addictive, decadent, bold.
It's good. Very good.
It's great with cheesecake. Put it over some ice cream.
That one's good, too. I'm not a real red wine fan, but
conversations revolve around the wine. And owner Amy LaBelle says the cafe menus evolve that way, too. Salad dressings might include a reduction of wine or a drizzle, like this dessert.
It's a blueberry white chocolate mousse that uses our blueberry wine.
The fruit wines were LaBelle's first experiments.
Folks often believe that fruit wines are going to be sickly sweet. That isn't what we do here. We're fermenting them with high-quality wine yeast. By giving it the same attention as I do any of my red grape wines, I elevate that to now a table wine that is drinkable with dinner, and it's dry.
LaBelle moved her home-based business to this 11-acre farm last fall. She expects to bottle up to 30,000 gallons of wine a year, and she's offering a greater diversity due to new research on hybrid wine grapes that grow in cold climates.
Grapes that I couldn't possibly have planted here 10 years ago, I've planted in my vineyard, and they will be flourishing here to 29 degrees below zero.
But wineries in the Granite State need more than hardy grapes to thrive in this economy. They depend on tasting tours and bookings for celebrations and concerts. LaBelle walks into the winery's elegant function room, a Napa Valley interpretation of a post and beam barn, with modern steel replacing rustic pine.
Well, you've got that balance of old and new everywhere in the building.
This is a huge investment.
Yes, it is.
Can I ask you how much you invested?
Absolutely. The total investment on this property was $5.3 million, which is a terrifying number.
LaBelle is one of many viticulturists in New Hampshire transforming a craft hobby into a profitable endeavor. And while none compete with California, they're hoping the visitors who try before they buy keep coming back.
This one pairs well with Italian food, steaks.
This one's actually really good.
For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.